Dear.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Good... Brought you coffee.
Good. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Not that great.
Aw, what are you frantically working away at there?
Well, I've been trying to work the numbers here. You know, we've been thinking about buying that house. I'm trying to, you know, decide, is this the right thing to do? There's so many good options and so many different houses we could buy. And I just don't know. I don't know if we're doing the right thing or not.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about it a lot as well, but I didn't want to stress you out, so I was trying not to say anything.
Well, I'm already pretty stressed out, so I don't know. Oh, hold on a sec. Hello? Yep. Oh, that's great. You know, yeah, we've been praying for you, so that's great. I'm with Celeste here. Can I call you back in a minute? But, yeah, I think you've done the right thing. Okay, bye-bye.
What was that all about? You seem a lot more chipper.
Well, it was my friend James. Remember we went out for coffee last week?
Mm-hmm. And
he was wondering should he take that job that he was offered, which, you know, wouldn't pay as much as the business that he's running, but it would keep him home more and it would enable him to spend time with his church. But the business gives him more money, so he was working through that, and he decided to take the job.
Yeah, and you think it's the right decision?
I think so. He really, like, he went through a process kind of to find out what God's will is in the situation. And
a process to find out God's will?
Yeah.
I want to know what it is.
Well, it'd probably be good. We should maybe go through some of that.
Yeah,
exactly. What we're looking at here.
Yeah. So what was the process?
Well, the first thing we talked about is that we need to be committed to whatever God tells us to do. We got to be committed to doing it even before he reveals it to us. Because it doesn't help us to, you know, hear from God and then decide if we want to do it or not.
Yeah. And I think you and I are fairly committed to wanting to do God's will.
Well, yes, and I'd like to know what it is.
So first, if we just commit to doing it, and then we go through this process of trying to discern God's will.
Yeah, and then, and I think discerning God's will is a good point, because often we think that we use the phrase like finding God's will. And God doesn't hide it from us and make us go around searching for it. He's actually revealed a lot to us. So we also need to realize that God's will isn't just for us, but also for his glory and for his kingdom. And so it doesn't always revolve around us, but what is God trying to do?
Wow, so in committing to doing God's will before we even know it, we also need to realize that it's not just about us as individuals, but also for the larger body of Christ?
That's right. So what we need to do is we actually need to search the scriptures first to see what God has revealed. Because we often say things like, oh, I want to find God's will. But God doesn't hide his will from us. He actually reveals quite a bit of it to us in the Bible. Actually, if you do a study on the phrase God's will, you'll find out all kinds of things that God wants us to be doing every day in our lives.
Hmm. Yeah, when you think about it, he wants us to know his will. So I think it's also really helpful just to pray and ask God what his will is for our lives.
Yeah, so for reading the Bible, we're praying. I think it's important to be leading a spirit-filled life as well. So we need to be obedient to whatever the Holy Spirit is telling us in our lives and be willing to be obedient to him in whatever he asks of us.
And what about the church? Like, do you think the church plays a role in helping us to discern God's will?
No, definitely not. The church has nothing to say about this.
Really?
I was just checking to see if you're listening.
Oh.
The church actually plays a huge role in this because God has given us church elders and more mature believers that we should be worshiping with. And those are the people that should be able to speak into our life, and we should be able to share what it is that we're going through and have them speak wisdom from their life that they've learned living with God into our life.
Okay. So let's say, though, just hypothetically, that I've done that. Like, I've committed to doing God's will. I've read the Bible. I've prayed. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. I've even talked to people in the church to get some advice. What if at that point I still don't know what God's will is?
Well, I think it's important to realize that sometimes God wants us to wait for the answer. He doesn't always just give it to us, but he will give us wisdom. And sometimes the answer is not clear because we actually doubt, and even God can reveal it to us, but we can doubt that that's the real answer.
Which reminds me of a Bible verse. You know which one I'm thinking of?
2 Timothy 1:17.
1:7.
1:7.
It's
I
like
almost had it.
You almost read my mind. Yeah, it says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control," or some versions say, "a sound mind."
Yeah, and so we can, you know, it says that the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ, and we need to have that sound mind. But I think we also need to realize that our decisions should be made on eternal purposes.
Okay, so are there any questions we could ask that would help us to figure out what those eternal purposes are?
Well, one would be, if we're followers of Jesus, what did Jesus come here to do?
Right, because that'll remind us of the most important things in our life and really the primary purpose of our lives.
Yeah, and so Jesus said, "I have come to seek and to save the lost." That's one of my favorite Bible verses. And I think, so one thing that we can ask to see if we're committed to eternal purposes is, you know, will my decision help or hinder me in helping to fulfill the Great Commission?
Wow, yeah, because even to think like Jesus, if his purpose was to seek and to save the lost, and if I'm his disciple, then I want to do what he did. So that needs to be my purpose as well.
Yeah, and so we ask those questions, and then we see, well, what are my options? We need to actually weigh the options that we have.
In thinking about how to best help fulfill the Great Commission, we should also keep in mind our strengths and our talents, because then we can think about how we can best serve others and serve Christ. And I really like these questions because I think it'll help us to have the right mindset and the right focus of doing what Christ wants us to do and really serving Him.
Yeah, so we ask those questions, but then another thing I like to do is I actually like to write out every option that I have, write out the pros and the cons. So the pros are all the good things about that decision, and the cons are all what are the possible bad things. So I can just see on paper, like maybe God will reveal something to me in that process.
I've actually done that before, and honestly, even just having the visual of having written down the pros and the cons sometimes makes the decision really obvious and really clear.
In the book of James, it says to ask God for wisdom and he will give it to you. And we need to act on that and realize that, you know, when God is speaking to us, we need to act in faith that he would give us the wisdom to make the right decision.
That's an amazing process. That sounds really great. But do you think even if we follow that process, it's still possible to make a wrong decision? Like, is there anything we should watch out for?
Well, yeah, I think running on our feelings is a very dangerous thing because often we make bad decisions because we're scared or we're weak and we try to do things like, well, there's an open door, so that must be the right way to go.
So sometimes in looking for those open doors, we're just being a little bit too hasty in making decisions?
Yeah, I always like to think sin's always got an open door. So it could be the wrong way to go, right?
Or you know what came to my mind?
No.
Like when I said yes to your proposal.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm hoping it was the right door to walk through.
It was.
But just like the open door technique where people say, oh, if there's a door that's open, people, their feelings can often be, their feelings can lead them astray because they say, well, there's a closed door, like that's not easy, so then I won't, that must not be God's will either.
That sounds terrible because that would mean that any time we face opposition, we should stop what we're doing. And that's not right because sometimes opposition or difficulty just means we need to pray more or maybe work harder or try a little bit harder. So if people work on that assumption, they can make some really bad decisions.
That's right. So we need to learn how to have that sound mind, you know, listening to what God says in His Word, as we pray, as we obey the Holy Spirit, and we can calmly walk through that process knowing that God wants to reveal His will to us.
Okay, so remember not to just depend on feelings,
right,
and not to be too rash.
That's right.
Okay, so Brent, I think we should sit down and do this with our big decision.
Okay.
First, let's just review the process.
All right.
In order to fully understand what God's will is, we need to search the scriptures, pray, submit to the Holy Spirit, look for counsel among church elders, and remove doubt. The most important thing while making a decision is to keep a clear mind. Keeping a clear mind involves having a long-term vision for your life in the sight of God and not relying on emotions or on the uncertainty of the present while making your decisions.
All right, so you're finished?
Done.
Okay, so I know we want to talk about the house, but first, let's go back to this topic of this proposal.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping I was more than just an open door.